you would see it. I just want you to, I hope this isn't muffled while I'm talking to you again. It's under a Mars and a, hold on, let me just scroll to the top, and then you scroll down and you got to click and on. It's under Hennings Christ Hargraves, that's the word.
What is it?
Hargraves and the King Assassination.
Hargraves and the King Assassination is the search?
Yes, Gribbs. It says Hennings Christ Hargraves and the King Assassination under Scrib.
Okay, just a minute. Hemings Christ?
H-E-M-M-I-N-G, Christ, Hargraves.
Okay, let me see if I find it.
And the King Assassination. Oh, when I found this, I just found it last week or the week before. I almost died when I saw the picture of my brother. And the time frame of this shot being taken, I would say that it was taken at some border place somewhere. Because it's in the early 80s when my brother lived in Miami.
Just give me one
second. He was doing cable work. And when I saw him, I thought, oh my God. It says Raul Acca Roy M. Hargraves, the picture. Oh my God,
I'm trying to figure out if I've got the right thing. Hemings Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T.
That's right. It's under some sort of book. Now I lost it.
The Scrib thing. The Scrib thing is a place where you can record stuff, you know, just record.
Right. So it's Scrib. Oh, now it's gone again. Somebody's fooling with it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Christ, or Hemings, comma, Christ, comma, Hargrave, spelled H-A-R-G-A-R-V-E-S, and the King Assassination.
Not Hargraves, G-R-R-A, but G-A-R?
G-R-A-V-E-S. Hemings
Hargraves. Oh, G-R-A-V-E-S, Hargraves, okay.
Right.
Okay, let me try that again.
That's what the title is. Hemings Hargrave, April 1968.
But the word Christ is in there?
I don't know why they put the word Christ in there, but maybe that's... The only way I was scared, scaring Clyde, is I said, hey, you know, I lived through all these hurricanes.
Well, I see his big picture of Hemming.
Okay, there's first of all, it starts with Hemming Christ Hargraves, and you see Martin Luther King in a coffin.
Oh, no.
And then you see a picture of James Earl Ray when he's young.
Just a minute.
And then there's Raoul in Montreal.
What is the title? Hemings Christ Hargraves and the King Assassination.
That's right.
Let me try that again.
And it's under Scrib.
S-C-R-I-B.
Right. Hemings Christ Hargraves and the King Assassination under Scrib.
Okay, let me find it.
Hemings is with two M's. H-E-M-M-I-N-G, comma, yeah. Christ.
Oh, it's. I thought it was Hemings with an S.
No, sorry, Heming, no S. H-E-M-M-I-N-G, I should spell it, comma, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, comma, Hargraves, with an S, H-A-R-G-A-R-V-E-S, and the King Assassination. And right under those bold headline is Martin Luther in his coffin there.
Okay. I want you to go. Give me the URL.
The URL?
Yeah, give me the whole heading up there at the top. You know, with the www, Google, and all that.
Www.scrib, S-C-R-I-B.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, it does have. Okay, just a minute. scribed.
.com. And then it says documentation, or what do you call it? Slash doc, D-O-C, slash.
Okay, just a second. Slash doc, slash. Keep going.
And then 469.
Score?
469.
Oh, 469.
74547 slash da. And then there's a
slash what? Doc?
No, then a slash da, and then it starts, I guess, da, but there's a hyphen in between da, and it starts, it says Martin, but it doesn't finish the, it's cut off where, I guess it says the Martin Luther King assassination.
Okay, let me see.
Martin Luther King.
Hang on a minute. Let me see if I can catch up with you. Okay, here's what I got. www.scribd.com/doc/469745 then what?
Slash, right?
Oh, it's slash. Okay.
Right after the seven.
And then there's
the, and then there's the, but right after the word the, there's a hyphen.
Right.
And, Martin, but Martin isn't spelled out. And then the, what do you call it? The,
it does say the, Martin. It does say
magnifying glass comes, but in the script, it just says the Martin Luther King in the script with the S. There's like a logo with an S for Scrib, I guess. The Martin Luther King. You might find it under Hemming, Hargrave.
I'm going to try this and see what, what happens.
68.
Yeah, it's under the Martin Luther King assassination.
Right. But it's right under the photograph of Martin Luther King.
Hemming, Christ, Hargrave, and the King assassination. Okay, I see.
Well,
is that photograph there? That's Hemming. Is that Hemming? A very young Hemming?
No, that's first of all comes.
Well, this says Raoul is Hargraves, but it's not. That's Raoul, your brother.
That's right. That picture, the first one, the young guy there, is James Earl Ray when he was young.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then it says Raoul in Montreal. And then I scrolled down and I started reading this thing, and then I come up and it said Hemming's also stated. Somebody had to produce some sort of bona fides to prove, pardon my language, but it's in the book here, who the fuck he was and what he expects Ray to check the arms of what through his own sources of who the hell I'm dealing with here, question mark. Then it says Raoul Atha Roy M. Hargraves. And then I scrolled down. I said, holy, I yelled out to myself, holy fuck. You know, myself, that's my brother. So here's another elusive name that they used. They must have photographed him. It's in a car, and it looks like a highway. So somebody's photographed him, or he's right at a border area where some, you know, border patroller or somebody has photographed him.
He is a mysterious-looking fellow.
Yeah, well, anyway, my brother, I have a picture of my brother that I've taken with the mustache. He always wore the beard as well, but...
Why was he being described as a Latin?
I don't know. Because he always had... See, it says James Earl Ray described Raoul as 35-year-old blonde or red-haired Latin.
Right, how many Latins are going to be blonde or red-haired?
Broken anguish, this broken English, like Latin, or, you know, you couldn't detect with a Portuguese or Italian kind of accent he had, right? My brother always put on this accent, I don't know, but when he was with me, he spoke, you know, regular English. Anyway, Hargraves was born in 40, and would be 28 and 60. This was not taken by somebody, you know, in 40. This was taken, I would say, in the Miami area, or, you know, of him going, you know, cross border or whatever. But he was in Miami in the, you know, so it shows a tan. That's my brother's tan. And he lived down in the Miami, Fort Lauder area for the longest time, and he commuted between Texas and I don't know where else at that particular time. I went to visit him. I actually bought that stupid shirt that he's there. Now, the thing that I think that they've used, I don't remember ever seeing that he, but he could have actually, you know, colored it there, his beard. He had, I have photos of my brother's mustache and that goatee beard, because he always wore that. And I have him with those, I think, those exact same sunglasses when we were in Disney World. So I was flabbergasted when I thought, where the hell did this picture come from? It says the red hair, so James Earl Ray, you know, has come out. So keep this, whatever you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, holy mackerel, here it comes out, because the red-haired was dead on the button, because they kept saying it was an elusive character that he just made up from his head. It was a composite that he was trying. James Earl Ray was trying to protect everyone involved, but he was dead on when he first described him as a red-haired Latin, because no one could detect what the accent my brother was using, because it was just a broken English.
Mm-hmm.
Because he spoke to, he had all his customers were Italians and Portuguese, so he spoke exactly, he started taking on their accent exactly as it was, so no one could detect who he was or whatever. So all I know is my brother was sent back and forth and here and there all over America during the time span before the assassination happened. And he was training prior to it, he was on the property of a guy, an Estonian guy, near Port Perry, and the properties butted to the BP, British Petroleum, top shareholders. That's who they're. So my brother was on the property, and the assassination linked between the Hunt and the BP people is my brother was in with the oil boys on it as well. The Hunt Oil and the British Petroleum. See, they're the ones who made the money with the going into Vietnam and perpetuating the damn wars all the time. They make the big money regarding that. So, like, I don't even know if Hunt came up to Toronto, to Port Perry, and sat down with a meeting in the Port Perry area with the British Petroleum shareholder people. And that's where I think, because the property, I've got a photograph. I don't know. The man is dead, where I used to actually meet. My brother had the station wagon at that time. And he was living on that Estonian man's property and training with the sniper rifle. And he was on the high pine trees for a time there, and he fell. But anyway, this Estonian guy nursed him back to health. But that's my brother. That's my brother. And I'll show you, I'll send you a picture. You know, who wanted it was, what do you call it there? Jim Morris, send me a picture of your brother. I want a picture of your brother, you know. I says, holy shit, you guys want to make money with books, but wait a minute. I got the story. I lived with these bastards all my life. Let me do them first, you know, because once I send this stuff, it goes all over the place. Once you Google something to somebody, well, shit with this thing. I thought, because, you know, you've been at least decent about it, you know, when I first called you, I had liked your exclamation, Mark, holy whatever you said there.
Yeah.
You're alive, you know?
Yeah.
And live through this. This is the same thing with Robert Galen Rawson. How have you been able to have been allowed to live? I think the only reason, and this is what a cop said to me, is you started talking to people. You spoke to Jim Morris. You spoke to Fetzer. You spoke to the guy that came up, what's his name, who wrote the Creature from Jekyll Island. You spoke to the lawyer there, James Earl Ray's lawyer now. What do you call it? What's his name there? Yeah. You spoke to Dick Russell. You spoke, you know, you spoke to a lot of people that will remember your name. They have to kill them all to shut everyone up, you know, because the story's like on the verge. Maybe the 50th anniversary, it'll be blown apart. but it might cause the revolution, what they're scared about, because the people will say to themselves, you know, when they start looking at this Zapruder film, boy, was I brain dead. Why didn't I see that guy with the bulletproof vest right in the front? What was I doing? Looking at the headshot? Couldn't wait to see the headshot? You mean you were looking back over and over to see the brain blown away, but didn't look at the people around the immediate area? And this is where it shows how 9/11 happened, how dumbed down most people are. As soon as I saw it in the morning, I thought, Hollywood! Why did CNN already call it a terrorist attack, right? Mm-hmm. Within a couple of seconds from the happening, as a graphic designer, I thought, oh, they've got the, you know, terrorist attack. I thought, how about a drunk stealing a jet plane pilot grievance flies into World Trade Center? How did they know it was a terrorist attack? Staged, planned, was my first impression. So people started cluing into that right quick, and you were one of them, and I'm glad that you're, you know, keeping it alive, because momentum to be kept alive, to stoke the fire, because people come and go and they know that's the only way. So anyway, I found it. So just log it in there and keep it. That is my brother. But I really want to send you the picture to show that I took approximately at the same time.
Yeah.
In the Miami, that shows the same beard, the same everything of my brother. So you can marry the two, yeah, with the, you know, because he's got freckles, he's got the loss of hair, everything. But a bit, I think what they've done is they've touched up that goatee with that white, with whatever, because I don't remember ever seeing him with, you know, the goatee being white. I once dyed his beard, trying to make it blonde, and it ended up looking something like that. So I don't know. He might have, you know, gone through border areas putting bleach on his goatee or his beard, cutting down, because he had at times full beard, long straggly hair, let his hair grow long. Then he would cut it. I'll show you. I've got him in various ways. But, you know, when the time is right, it's not on my computer, I'll send you, so, and then you keep it in your files and don't spread it or don't make money with a book on this.
No, don't worry.
But anyway, you'll see that that's the one and the same people. Holy mackerel. When I saw this a few weeks ago, I almost, who photographed that and how did that come on the internet? Anyway, have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley. You too. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.